The story of a donkey named Fred. Picture this. The West 1800s. A farm somewhere remote. Inside a cabin, a very old man is having difficulties putting on his socks. According to his accent, he seems to be coming from Ireland.
Help me with my socks, my boots, my coat.
Yeah. When Dad calls, the son he starts running.
You mean away? Don't make fun of your old dad. It may be sooner than you think he'll be gone and no more. And then, of course, you will cry.
You're doing okay, your ancient age considered.
Righty, not a day sickness since we came here. And not yet in dying condition, too.
They put on socks, boots, and some clothes.
Now, let's go see the donkey.
The old man puts on his winter coat. They walk outside, but outside it is full summer.
Why didn't you tell me it is summer?
We had so sad an ash.
Donkey named Fred.
His ears would hang low.
His eyes colored red.
He lay there in the grass.
We thought he was dead.
Donkey, donkey, donkey named Fred. So sad an ash.
Donkey named Fred.
We should have bought, I guess, a horse, a mule, or nothing instead. Now Fred, he got up one day.
We thought it was queer.
His ears were straight up. His eyes were all clear. He began to eat fresh hay.
No longer dead.
Donkey, donkey, donkey named Fred.
Fred
got up and stood real straight.
It was morning, half past eight.
We all stared for quite a while. That sad, sad ass could run a mile, and another mile, and off he went, never